Hi, this is Emily Schaff for Telluride Inside and Out. I'm here talking with Melanie Montoya about the Chocolate Lovers Sling. Melanie is one of the executive directors of the San Miguel Resource Center, and she's been busy planning the Chocolate Lovers Fling that's happening this Saturday at 7:30 at the Telluride Conference Center. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. So, Melanie, tell us a little bit about this fling.
Well, it's the 19th annual Chocolate Lovers Fling. So we've got a few years under our belt. It is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the San Miguel Resource Center, which is the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Resource Center serving San Miguel County and the west end of Montrose County. And it is a pretty wild and good time. The event is really centered around our chocolate chefs in the area. So we invite chefs from restaurants that are really elite, high-end restaurants to little bakeries and mom-and-pop shops to compete in a chocolate contest where they make these elaborate chocolate bite-sized desserts all based around our theme, which is Vegas Baby this year, another thing that we're really excited about. So we have the chocolate, and we also have DJ Harry. We have a lot of dancing. We have a gigantic silent auction. There's close to 200 items that people get to bid on, and all of the proceeds from what the auction brings in goes to the San Miguel Resource Center as well. And new this year, which we're really excited about, are the gaming tables, which, of course, are Vegas-inspired. We're going to have real-life professional game dealers and game tables where people are going to be able to get some funny money and have fun gambling. We're also going to have a VIP section, which will be up on the stage. It'll have its own private bar and past hors d'oeuvres, gaming tables up there as well. And probably the thing that's happening this year that's closest to my heart that's new is the Sharon Shudrin Amateur Chocolate Competition. And Sharon Shudrin was our county judge, and she passed away just this last year in May. And she was a phenomenal woman, but a huge supporter of the Resource Center, really, really active in our community. And Sharon kind of gained a reputation with our organization because she would win the amateur chef competition every year. So we wanted to just pay honor to her in a fun way, and we named the amateur chef competition after her. So we've got a whole bunch of things to try to lure people in, and I think more than anything, it's just it's a really fun party.
It sounds like such a great event, Melanie. I can't wait to see it, you know, on Saturday. It sounds like so much fun, and what a worthwhile cause. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Emily. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.